Good morning. A lot of clouds and a few scattered showers around this morning across interior New York and New England. It's all a part of that stationary front, which is just hanging out through the mid and lower Hudson Valley and coastal New England. This front will gradually slide to the south today, and with a north wind developing across the region, temperatures will struggle with thick clouds and spotty showers. Readings will stay in the 40s in most locations, with parts of the area toward the Canadian border not even making it out of the 30s. For tonight, more clouds, and with a wave of low pressure along that stationary front, scattered showers as lows dip back into the 30s. Even more of a struggle tomorrow. With a chilly northeast breeze, it'll be raw and damp with a lot of clouds and scattered showers. Then another wave of low pressure approaches by tomorrow evening with steadier rain. At the same time, temperatures will continue to cool after sunset, and parts of northern New York and New England, and even in the Catskills and Taconics over into the Berkshires, we'll see some wet snow and even some sleet and freezing rain in spots before precipitation winds down late tomorrow night. On Thursday, the front will pass back through the region, bringing in somewhat milder air into the upper 40s, but we still run the risk of a few showers. Friday will be in the milder air with highs in the 60s. At that point, a cold front will approach from the west and scattered showers and even some thunderstorms possible Friday evening. And this will change the weather pattern for the weekend, back to high pressure and mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday, and highs will be well up into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued for the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California and the Wasatch Range in Utah. Across the highest terrain, as much as 1 to 1.5 feet of snow is possible. Meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions will be in place with a very dry air mass across much of the Southwest. Temperatures are forecast to warm into the 80s and 90s across parts of the region, and with wind gusts near 40 miles per hour and the relative humidity values in the single digits, rapid growth and spread is likely with any fires that start, and these conditions will remain in place through the middle of the week. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Bogota, Colombia, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Stockholm, Sweden, at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 33. 79% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 20 below zero at Big Black River in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, temperatures falling through the 50s, Boston cloudy with showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 48, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, a trace of snow for the month, and 75.9 inches for the season. That's 18.4 inches above average. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 131. That's 2 below average. And 6,346 for the season, which is 340 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 87, set in 2010 and in 1991. And the record low 13 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:28 p.m. 13 hours of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs right around 50. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, cool, chilly north breeze with showers likely and a steadier rain late in the day, highs right around 40. Showers tomorrow evening, some wet snow possible, also some sleet and freezing rain. Highs on Thursday in the mid-40s with more showers around in the afternoon. Back into the lower 60s on Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, milder, scattered showers and late-day thunderstorms possible. And then back to sunshine for the weekend for both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 50s and even lower 60s by Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.